Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about Taos Uncorked, Untapped, and the Wine, Ale, and Food Festival, which is coming up from the Friends of the East Taos Library. We've got Mac McKinnon. How are you, Mac?
Great.
Good. Glad to have you here. And also part of the, the committee for this event, Ryan Ladley. How are you today, Ryan?
I'm doing well, Kevin.
And from Taos Bay Insurance
That's right, too. Thank
exactly.
You.
Yes. Well, a big event. Now, how many years this is? What, the seventh?
Seventh year.
Wow. And I'm guessing it grows every year?
It grows every year, and we're hoping for close to 2,000 this year.
Is that right? Well,
I'm excited.
That's exactly. Well, let's start with the event. When's it taking place?
August 1st, noon to 6. Taos, East Taos, I should say, Harbor Park.
At Harbor Park. It should be a wonderful event. Now let's get into the details. People come on out. How does this all work, Mac? Or
well,
Ryan?
Yeah, no, entry tickets are available right now at Taos Bay Insurance, Village Chocolatier, the Brew Crew, or the Taos Area Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
If you purchase them before the day of the event, they're $10 each. At the gate, $12. So you'll want to get your tickets beforehand. We anticipate, like Max said, larger crowds this year. So if you get them ahead of time, we'd appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll help you get into the festival. So
now that $10 ticket, what's that get you? And once you're in, what do you get to do once you're in there for those 6 hours?
The commemorative glass.
Okay.
And for our festival, 3 drink tickets, which is a little better than most, to give 2.
Oh, really? Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
And now, how many different wineries and breweries are we expecting this year?
Well, this year on the winery side, we've got 17.
Wow.
So 2 more than last year.
Yeah.
And it's why we need so many volunteers, because we use 4 volunteers for every winery.
Okay.
And we've got wineries from Mission Peninsula, from Leelanau Peninsula, Alpena, our area here, the Thumb, also the Lansing area, a couple of wineries down in that area, and of course Fen Valley, who's sponsoring part of our first prize from Southwest Michigan. So we're covering the whole state this year.
Boy, no doubt. 17 wineries. Now, how many breweries?
We've got about 8 different breweries.
Okay.
This year, breweries from all around the state. Like Max says, we'd like to have a good representation. I would be remiss too if I didn't mention Griffin Beverage. They really help us bring in a lot of these breweries too. So we've got Bell's Brewery, Founders, some of the big hitters, and also some smaller ones too. We've got Arcadia Brewing, New Holland. Shorts is actually going to be there from Bel Air as well, too, so we're excited about that.
All right. Well, we got the wine, we got the ale covered. Now, what about the food side of things?
Ryan?
Yeah, we've got a few restaurants coming out, and it's always good to have a little to eat with your wine and ale. So we've got Mr. Jack's is going to join us this year. The Willow Tree from over in West Branch is going to be there. Exciting, and we're always excited to have Flint Crapery out there as well. They've been a big hit in the past, and they've we hope they have enough to feed everybody this year, because they tend to be very popular. Village Chocolatier is also going to be there, along with Kleenos, Neiman's, and the Brew Crew as well.
Very nice. So it sounds like a great afternoon.
Yeah, Ryan and I are going to be sure to be over there to get our preps first, because we lost out last year.
Did you? Oh,
and we really like this place. It's really good.
That's why he said, hopefully they bring enough for everybody this year.
Definitely.
That explains that sentence right there.
If I could say, too, folks are allowed to buy a bottle of wine.
Okay.
And the way that works is they just let the vintner, as they're drinking the wine, know that, wow, that I really like this wine. And the vintner sends them to the head table, and we charge them for the wine, and we give them a little break on the retail price that they could not get outside our tent. They can have that bottle of wine with their lunch if there's some left. The cork has to be put down to the top. They're free to leave with the bottle of wine.
Oh, very nice. Okay. So remember that when you're heading out there. All right. Well, we've talked about the wine, the ale, and the food. Let's talk the raffle. That's always a big event, a big thing when it comes to the to Taos Uncorked.
Yeah, we're looking forward to our raffle this year. Our first prize, and we're really excited about it, is 3 nights, 4 days at the Kingsley House Bed and Breakfast over in Fenville, Michigan. It's near Holland or Saugatuck area.
Yeah.
You can get... so that's along top of that, there is a couple gift certificates available for a local eatery near Fenville where you'll go out when you're staying there, and then also a tour of New Holland Brewing Company as well. Much more to that prize, but that's kind of the overview. You'll have to come and see what it's all about.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Value on that, though, $1,500.
$1,500 value. Well, that's a nice first prize.
And for those who like it, couples massage.
Couples massage, okay.
Couples massage, and let's see, there's a Fen Valley VIP tour as well,
right.
Some bottles of wine, and this is a jacuzzi suite, so it's got a nice big jacuzzi.
Man, you may not want to leave the suite.
Yeah, they've told me they have some people who get this room and they don't see them for 3 days, so I don't know.
Nice, all right.
Like lose our prize winner.
Yeah.
So that's the main prize. Our second prize is 2 kayaks, 2 paddle jackets, the works there. Everybody enjoys that.
Yeah.
I've had people who want that more than they want the bed and breakfast, but that's always a popular one. We want to thank Nordic Sports for helping us out with that, as usual. Then third prize is a wagon of wines and beers from our festival vendors.
Very
and
nice.
People enjoy that one as well, too.
All right. Raffle tickets available right now, I would imagine?
Absolutely.
Yep. Raffle tickets available at Nordic Sports. You can get them at Tawas Bay Insurance Agency and a different blend. They are one for $5 or five for $20.
All right. Yeah, get those right now. And then the drawing is sometime during the event, towards the end of the event?
5:30 at the event. There is one other place they can pick up tickets to. That's, well, two. The farm market on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday afternoons, we usually run a little booth right there in Neiman's lobby, like a lot of groups do.
Okay.
So we're available for tickets there as well. But we only print 3,000 raffle tickets.
Okay.
So people have a pretty good chance for this.
Boy, no doubt. All right. Get your raffle tickets for that. Let's see. Well, I know we've been talking a lot about needing volunteers, as you mentioned, with so many, vintners and brewers that are going to be there. You really do need some help.
Well, we do. And in addition, last year we started using Square so people can pay by credit card.
Oh, okay.
So we have two lines coming into the tent. One is cash and one is credit card. And so that means more volunteers, more people to know how to do that. Two more wineries, more pours. Two additional breweries, more pours. So yeah, we really need people who are excited about meeting others, want to help, want to have fun.
Now with an event like this, and I would imagine the volunteers you need have to be 21 and over?
Yeah, they do, unless there are ice schleppers, because we have ice schleppers too,
ice
and
schleppers.
They can be any age. But over 21. And, like I said, they want to have fun because this is a really fun event. It's also kid-friendly. We should mention that.
That's right.
We started this event 7 years ago because we realized that our book sales for the Friends of the East Tawas Library weren't enough to generate the money we wanted to build a new library.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, wine festival. So we came up with that, and it was kind of funny because we came up with it in the middle of a blizzard in February. And by the last Saturday in July, we ran it. And, it's very dangerous to do that because you don't know what you don't know.
Sure.
But we really got kudos from the vintners who said it was one of the best wine festivals in terms of organization that they'd ever been to. So that made us pretty happy.
And kind of leading into that, it is a fundraiser for the library. How are we doing? I know all the plans are there now. And when does construction get underway? Pretty soon?
As far as we know, it gets underway in September.
Yeah.
That's the plan. And I know they've put bids out for the plumbing and heating and all that kind of thing, because I've been hearing from some of the construction people.
Right.
So,
and this is a fundraiser to help towards that. And hopefully this will continue into the future also, right? Even though the library will be built, you're going to need money to keep it up and running.
Well, you know what? I've made sure it's going to continue into the future because Ryan is not just a member of the committee. He's my co-chair.
There you go. Okay.
And the next co-chair joining him, because I will be leaving at the end when we're done with this festival and debrief it, will be Jasmine Tubbs. Part owner of the Village Chocolatier and a mechanical engineer. So, she's organized. So she and Ryan will be working together. I mean, what better could it be? An attorney and an engineer?
You can't beat that.
Holy cow.
That is for sure. Well, also helping out, lots of sponsors. And we want to mention some of those fine sponsors which help you out.
I'm just so pleased because, first of all, WKJCWIOS hits you guys every year. For 7 years have been there for us, and that means a lot to us.
Thank you for
and that. You always mention our sponsors on the radio.
Yes.
The other two people who step up for us are Neiman's, and so we put Nate on the committee to make sure that he is always rewarded.
He's a community-minded guy anyway. He
really
loves doing
is.
Stuff
he
like
is.
That.
He is.
Yeah,
it's just so great to have him because he's really willing to just do almost anything to help us get through. And then we've got a new platinum sponsor this year.
Really?
Dr. Charles Kudwa.
Ah, nice.
And we are so excited about that because these people with their logos go on the front of the brochure.
Right.
And then we've got three gold sponsors, which means they've stepped up for $750. One of them is Mooney's Ben Franklin.
All right, yeah.
And Mooney's. He did that last year, so we're pleased about that. A second one is St. Joseph Health System. They've always been there for us.
You're right.
And Village Chocolatier is up in that area as well. Wow. And Village Chocolatier helps us out because we give little gifts to all of our vendors and our restaurants and our breweries.
Nice. Okay.
And they include, you know, a lot of local kinds of things. So if anybody wants to help us out and give us some for this basket, we appreciate it. But Village Chocolatier organizes, wraps, packs all those baskets for us.
Nice. So. Well, kudos to them and all the sponsors. Now, if they want more information, because we went through things pretty quick, how do they get more info about the 7th Annual Wine, Ale, and Food Festival, Taos Uncorked and Untapped?
Well, they can call Ryan. Mm-hmm. They can call me. Our numbers are on the flyer, I believe. Yeah. But just in case, I can give them over the air here. Yeah. My number is 989-362-8197, and that's Mac.
Okay.
Ryan's is 989-362-3409.
Right.
They can call either one of us. They can call the chamber.
Okay.
I suppose they could call you, but we won't let them do that because you're really busy.
We would just pass them along to you guys anyway.
Yeah. I would also encourage them to go on Facebook as well, too. Yeah. Facebook, there's a lot of information on what breweries are going to be there, what wineries are going to be there, where you can get raffle tickets. Everything we've said today is really summarized there pretty well. So check us out. Like us. Share it. Please. Do all of that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Very
Absolutely.
Good. Yes, it's going to be a great time. Taos Uncorked, 7th Annual Wine, Ale, and Food Festival, Saturday, August 1st, noon till 6. That's at Harbor Park in East Taos. Ryan Ladley, Mac McKinnon, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks, Kevin.